tonight says it appears the federal officials at Wounded Knee have had very little discussion with South Dakota Indian leaders. I am concerned with the situation at Wounded Knee, Knight said Tuesday at a news conference. There seems to be too much discussion with American Indian movement. AIM leaders leaving out South Dakota Indians who should be part of any discussion. I'd like the discussion to be calm, he said, but I am disturbed that people of the state, the elected tribal chairman, and the council members are not being included. I hope the situation there reminds the federal people that many of their problems are of their own making, Knight said. In other words, support you.
Yeah, that's a good statement.
Okay. The other thing is the discussion about the between NCAI and NTCA at Bismarck.
Clarence?
Yeah.
I want to interrupt at this point. I was in conversation with Eunice that they're going to pull out of there. They're going to cancel the meeting. But I had told her that I would get hold of all of you guys, one way or the other, and see if we can have a meeting in Aberdeen instead. Because the whole total aspects of this thing is that NCAI wants to be the voice of the Indian people. So I feel that we're all a good relationship as far as the UT and United Sioux Tribes. Maybe it'd be better if we didn't meet in Aberdeen.
Let's have it in Wounded Knee.
There you go. I asked Clarence before, and I'd like to know who called the meeting.
I guess, Teal, if you were there, they keep blaming it on you.
That women's organization at the United Tribes, they said that we was going to meet as United Sioux Tribes one day, the next day United Tribes and United Sioux and Minnesota Tribes and maybe Montana would discuss what our viewpoints, mutual viewpoints on FAR was. It's all right with me, because this area has got to come out with some kind of a statement on FAR, a joint statement. The nine tribes in South Dakota has got to get together on FAR and come out with a joint statement. And whatever we say, we have to get an agreement with the nine tribes and Minnesota and maybe Montana and Nebraska. So I said it was okay with me on that viewpoint. They throw in this other one later that NCI was going to come up there and want us to say they're going to speak for us. That was not the way I understood it. We tried to get together and we were going to come out with a mutual statement for this whole area, North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Minnesota, and maybe Montana.
Yeah, this is White Eagle. T.O. was there when they set up this meeting. It's not so much that somebody wants to be the spokesman for the tribes. It's mostly concerning the Federal Assistance Review, FAR, that the Indian tribes should respond to that, and that we should get together and see how we can go about to responding to this report. I mean, this is the main thing. Along with that, all of us in the Aberdeen area to get our house in our order and make a unified response to this report. This is not a NCAI meeting. It's for the Aberdeen area Indian people. We have interests as far as away as the state of Washington. A lady is chairwoman from one of the tribes out there is interested in coming, and the people from Minnesota are 27 chairmen are also interested in coming, just not to take part but to sit in and see what kind of a report we can put together in response to that review.
What do your other chairmen think?
I think it would be well to for the chairman to get together and find out just where we are on this bar thing. I think that there's some information that needs to be gotten out, you know, to the chairman, and this provide us that opportunity. But I think if Aberdeen is going to be sponsoring or at least calling this Aberdeen area, we should either do it. We should do it in Aberdeen. That'll be fine. In Aberdeen, Aberdeen's okay with me.
Yeah, say. This caucus was being held where T.O. was present, center director at the United Tribes Employment Training Center says that he could obtain funds to pay for the meeting and pay for those in attendance from North and South Dakota. And this is funds from comes from technical assistance. And also Nebraska delegates.
I know Rosebud can ill afford, you know, to spend money, but on the other hand, with all of the allegations against the tribal chairman utilizing federal funds, I'm a little bit scared about that. You know, that this is what they're accusing us of now, is that we're utilizing BIA funds, you know, to they're calling us bureaucrats. And this is something that, you know, a little bit, it disturbs me. And it might reflect on our meeting again that we're just nothing but a bunch of people that have been paid for by the Bureau.
Webster?
Yeah.
Well, this is Dick. We've got Wyman Babby on, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've got him connected on another line here.
Okay.
Got any questions for him? He's on.
Okay, real fine. Where in the hell has he been the last 2 weeks?
He's been hiding right below Wounded Knee.
Now he's Dick's assistant reservation student. Oh, good. Well, I got Dick put him to work. Okay. But that's the only thing from my point of view, as far as I know, and I don't want any implications, you know, to be drawn from United Tribes Training Center pulling us together. That's my hang-up.
In other words, you'd rather have it in Aberdeen.
Yeah, I know that some of that money is ours. You know, we can use it as we see fit, but I'd like to save that money. Maybe I'd like to call it back into Rosebud here in the future.
Oh, is it Channel to Pine Ridge?
Yeah.
Channel to where?
Yes.
Say, this is White Eagle again.
Yes.
I'm agreeable to the meeting that will be held in Aberdeen also.
What's the Bureau stand as far as helping out, Wyman?
Wait, no, Wyman, I'll put you here. Shout just a little bit louder. What's the Bureau staff about? Well,
tell him it's all right to speak.
Go ahead, Tom.
He's got to ask for permission.
So I made my feeling known. I told the North Dakota today, and I didn't indicate it to Eunice last night, but my feelings are that this is a decision that ought to be made by the chairman. Yeah, their decision should be
fine. This is Moses from Sisseton.
Moses who?
Gil. I talked to James Henry, and he's agreed to meet in Aberdeen.
Okay.
He's going to get a hold of Red Hale, too, and project out in that direction.
So you agree to meet in Aberdeen? Line with me from Rosebud.
Standing Rock is the same.
Right on from Pine Ridge.
Okay, by Yankton.
Okay, Sisseton.
And the only way Flander will come is that every tribal leader is there and there on time.
Amen.
Good statement.
Right on.
Well, this is Mr. Kubrick. I think I can make it up there, but before we close this out, I want to talk to Mr. Wilson. When you get this, your other business settled here, if I can.
Go ahead.
Are you ready now?
What's the date first before we go?
Yeah, let's get this straightened out first.
What's the date then? The 22nd, 23rd?
That's the date.
Pardon?
That's the dates, I think.
22nd, 23rd.
Right? Yeah.
Okay, 22nd, 23rd now. Who's going to put out the material?
Are you going to, the tribe's going to bring it?
On the, you mean for the agenda?
Right.
Well, when it was scheduled up here, we were going to set up the agenda and everything, but now it's in Aberdeen, so I don't know what's, who can handle it down there.
Well, the main thing on the agenda is that that of the federal assistance review.
Right. Well, there's a couple things. One is the BIA position paper. The other one is the United Sioux Tribes response to request by a letter from the White House for the chairman in South Dakota to respond. As far as Indian policy, through the White House on Indian Affairs.
I guess one thing, too, that the reason why Pierre was mentioned is that there are things, not only BIA, but Indian Health Service, that's happening right now that should demand our attention at this time. And the Area Health Board is meeting in Pierre, so we thought that this is also one of the tie-ins that we should make, but I don't know how we're going to do that now.
The thing is here, Webster, talking to Eunice, you know, last night, mm-hmm. that they are going to go that direction of having that meeting up in Aberdeen.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
The Indian Health Board?
Right.
Okay, real fine. That's all. Thank you. That's fine. Because we can then maybe have a joint session.
Yeah, we'll have quite a nucleus up there.
Right, okay.
In Aberdeen?
Yeah.
Indian Health?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, that'll work out real fine then. Okay.
Yeah, this is where you go again. At that caucus in Albuquerque, when this meeting was set up, it was agreed upon that Louis LaRose, and he agreed that he should chair the meeting. And Teal was there, and that's the way we planned to have it up here, to have him chair the meeting.
That's fine with me, Rosebud.
So be insistent.
That way the rest of us can talk.
Right.
Right.
So Louis LaRose will chair the meeting?
Yes, and he's agreed to do this.
Well, let's use Louis for that. That way North and South Dakota, we can get in there and pitch, you know.
Right.
I think Louis is fine.
Okay, well, who do you want to set up to the agenda then?
Martin Sky. He doesn't do anything else.
Right, let's give him
that out.
If you want Standing Rock to set up the agenda, we can do it.
Okay.
We can do it here. It's all right.
Okay.
We'll do it.
Are you sure, Clarence?
Yes, I'll go along with Dick Wilson.
Where are you going?
Is going to be in on that?
If you let Clarence do it, I bet he'll put him in on the agenda.
That's Warren Means, no, not Russell.
Oh, I see.
Anybody do it. Well,
there you go. I think we'll get to it. I won't say it.
Melvin?
Yeah.
I think it would probably be, since, you know, you're in North Dakota, too, if you want more means involved in it, that's up to you.
No.
Pardon?
No, I said.
No?
No. No way. Unless he's got...
It's a James.
Yeah, James.
Henry James.
Jim Henry?
Yeah.
I don't know, Moses, you talked to him.
Yeah, I talked to him, but I can get back to him. It's up to you. You want him involved in this?
In what way?
An agenda.
Right.
In what way? On what?
As far as the agenda from the, on the FAR thing, I would like to have us, if we can offer from NTCA Sam Deloria. Of course, I'll be there, too, on that level, so that we can have, any information from that, from our offices at that meeting.
Okay.
But if you want to put that as part of the agenda, that'll be fine.
Okay, then it is a meeting between NCOI and NCTA.
Well, that'll be up to the rest of the chairman. The only reason why I mentioned is because we do have some information on FAR.
Sam's coming up.
And FAR is the focal point, you know, that meeting is a part of it, you see.
Yeah, Sam DeLoria should be up here, too, to...
He's
coming in.
All the information worked out. He knows what's been done so far,
yeah,
and what needs to be done as far as the steering committee with OMB.
Right, yeah.
So I think he should be up here.
Yeah, he's coming in.
Okay.
All we have to do now is notify the rest of the change of the meeting site.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, then you don't want Warren Needs involved then?
Standing Rock, it doesn't make any difference if the rest of you want him. Well, that's okay with me.
This is the chairman's deal.
Okay. Dick? Down the line?
He must be off.
Dick?
What?
How do you feel about that?
Warren is the executive director of the United Tribes of North Dakota. I think in a matter of courtesy, we should have him there.
What are the other chairman?
I go along with Dick.
Oh, yeah, we're broad-minded here, Rose, but
I haven't argued with the Means for a few days anyway. He's scared to come out of wounded knee.
Okay, then, we'll send an invitation to Warren, then.
Right.
Okay.
What's the dates on this, Clarence?
22nd, 23rd of March.
Of March?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to be bringing a couple of my people with me.
Okay.
Mr. Eagle Bowl will be with me.
All right. Okay, then, we'll put everything that is concerning FAR, BIA position paper, USTA's report into the White House. And have all the additional material. And Webster, you will call Sam DeLoria?
Right.
Okay, who else do you want invited as far as the people on the outside, professional leaders, somebody from Washington, DIO, or whatever?
Johnson on his doctor's side.
Dr. Johnson?
Chuck Trimble?
L. Trimble?
Chuck.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
I think Emery is going to be out for the Indian Health anyway, so...
Yeah, we want to, you know, schedule him.
How about Martin Franklin?
Okay. Well, I think we ought to get him out here.
Yeah. Right, get him out. Get him out here.
How about Franklin, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. Wyman?
How about somebody from OMB?
Okay. We can get somebody from OMB.
Sid Freeman, if possible.
Abby's on.
Wait a
minute. Yeah.
Can you get a hold of Marvin Franklin?
Yeah, we'll take care of that.
Okay. Because if I get a hold of him, then he starts screaming pressure.
All right. We'll take care of that.
All right. And you want somebody from OMB?
Sid Freeman, if possible.
Sid Freeman?
Sid.
Yeah, Sid'll be all right.
Yeah.
There's another fellow that is from OMB, too, that is a regional man who's stationed in Washington, known as Ed Decker.
Ed Decker will be fine.
Ed Decker and Freeman work for Pure Tanning, who is one of the directors in OMB. I can call him.
Okay, good.
Okay. Okay, then we pretty much set then. Anything else?
Which one of you reservations want these aimers?
Pardon?
One of you reservations want these aimers? I'll be glad to send them up to Moses.
Yeah,
there you go.
Well, that's what I want to talk about when you get through here.
Pat. Yeah, I think once we get through here.
We get visas ripped up.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, then, are we all through then? On this subject, yeah. Okay, Dick?
Yeah.
Who is screaming?
The federal marshal. When we came out and said that they were in violation of your constitution down there.
Who, the marshal?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all right. They're right on, but it's the doggone Justice Department that's forcing us around.
Right, that's what I mean, the Justice Department.
Yeah, right. Well, we got Erickson out of here yesterday. We got a new man in here. I don't know what his name is, but things started happening real quick when we got Erickson out of here.
What is the situation, Dick? How are things moving, or what do you expect now?
Well, they have the deadline of 6 o'clock tonight. They are sending their women and children out of there now.
They are, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
About 40-some of them come out this morning.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm reasonably sure that there'll be some move made this evening.
Okay.
Unfortunate as heck, but these guys, you just can't talk to them.
It was suggested that a team of people would go down and talk to Ames.
I didn't get that, Clarence.
It was suggested, Dick, that a group of people as a truce team would go down and talk to Ames. This was suggested to me.
A group of who?
Individuals within the state will go down and talk to Ames, see what the heck they want.
That's kind of out of the question, Clarence. All they want is me removed.
Okay.
Well, now let me say this. I asked to talk a while ago, and I said that I got some information today, and I thought that something ought to be done before anybody gets killed here. That's the only thing I'm interested in. I for one, I think even though it was a joke a while back about me going down there, I think I'm interested to go down if somebody else who wants to go down there. Because I don't believe in getting people killed off.
Well, I don't believe in anybody coming into my house and taking over control. Then I got to pacify him in order to get him out.
Well, I kind of agree there, but I think that we're saying that we're civilized people, and this country wants peace and everything. I don't think that we ought to start the shooting war on the reservation.
We've tried for 10 days to, of course the government hasn't here, but the feds have tried to talk to these clowns for 10 days now, and they absolutely refuse.
Well, I think that there is a point there, because you're just like handling your own kids. You got to know how to talk to these fellas. I don't think these people have been touching on the right things here. I've only talked to some of these leaders probably just once, but when I've talked to them, I didn't think that they was that hard to talk to. And then I noticed that one of the colored leaders is down there, Mr. Abernathy.
That's Hobart Keith.
And I think that you might think it's a joke, but I think that really seriously, if people get killed, who's going to get blamed for it? I mean, this is what we're going to be faced with when people are killed. And I don't think we'd like to wear that kind of a bearing on ourselves for the rest of the time that we're alive. And I think if there's any chance at all, that's what we ought to look forward to. And I think I'm willing to go down there at all risks and see if something can be done. I don't think we've touched, pulled everything possible yet. I don't feel that way at all. I mean, the law might look like everything is on your side, Mr. Wilson. You might feel pretty well secure right now. But what I'm saying is, if people get killed at Pine Ridge, you know, that's going to be an awful thing to carry. And there's going to be a lot of reaction all over the country.
Well,
and I think
what
we ought to do is try to see if there's any chance these fellas can come to some kind of an agreement where they could sit down just like we're doing right here over the telephone now. I mean, so far, the United Sioux has been able to sit down and talk. However, I think that we have another meeting with myself sometime to get this thing cleared up, what I'm saying.
treaties, I'm interested in that. Most of the people think that these treaties don't amount to nothing. But I think that we're going to go on the basis of treaties, right? We better try to see if we can get them back to where they're supposed to be and work from there.
You got to understand that they're using them treaty things to get at the government here. Now, every one of you's got a stake in this thing. If they're able to overthrow this government, what the hell are they going to do next?
Well, I don't think that I'd agree to overthrow any government.
That's what they want, yeah.
Well, I know, but there's ways to talk to them people, because they should know that you can't overthrow a government just because you don't like them. And the other part is, what is it that we want to talk about? What is the main thing we want to talk about? And we have to kind of guarantee their safety wherever they want to go.
Well, no, that's out. There's absolutely no amnesty. These guys are going to get it, and they're going to get it right here. They're going to jail. That's where they're going.
Yeah, well, you don't think it's wise for me to go down there and try to talk to them and see if we can settle this without some gunplay? You just want to start killing them off, is that it?
That's not the idea.
Well, my idea is clear. I want to go down there and see if we can prevent this.
We'll send them up to your reservation. They can talk to them there.
Well, that's not talking like a civilized or educated man. I mean, if we're going to talk business, let's talk business. Not be throwing things around, because I warned Mr. Tulox on this before. We can't, if we're going to be civilized and talk like people, let's do it that way. I'm not taking any sides. I just don't want to see somebody getting killed, especially Indian people. We die fast enough without getting federal marshals to come in and shoot us down. They'll probably come down here and shoot us all down here in Coquay. Who are we going to look forward to?
I don't think anybody will shoot anybody as long as we're trying to do the right thing, but I think we've got to, I agree that we have some responsibility, and if we have responsibility, we've got to act like responsible people, and there's always a law, I think, that should apply. We've been hollering equal protection and equal, you know, rights and so on. And my stand is that I don't agree with everything that's Indian. I know that there's some things that are wrong, regardless done by Indians or non-Indian. I don't give a damn. I think it's, we've got to call them as we see them, if they're right or wrong. And I think the law is for the protection of the society, not for the protection of a few. That's
well,
my stand.
Can I get a two cents in there? All right. Over a year ago, they were down there, just about a year ago, I guess it was in April. I guess Clarence would recall that. At that time, the news media was the instigator in all respects. And I think the best approach to this is to get hold of the news media and put him in maybe a second or third page. Because it seemed like every time they get on the front headlines, well, that drives them that much more.
That's all they're after is publicity, and they've got over 100 newsmen here, you know.
Well, they sure got a lot of publicity, because it's all over the nation in sympathy of any.
The bad thing about it is the Ogallala Sioux Tribe is getting all the bad press.
Right.
Calling me the villain here.
Right, and then Aaron DeSerce's paper here is really terrible.
Yeah.
That's terrible. God. He's blaming Nick Wilson for burning his home and everything else. That's just not right.
Well, it's going to be a tough decision, because I do have about 65 families that's living right in Wounded Knee that got caught up in this thing, and there probably won't be any shooting. We hope there ain't.
Well, would you have any objections, Mr. Wilson, if I... I'm not trying to interfere in your business. All I'm doing is trying to see if we can save some lives here, if there's any possibility, no matter whose lives it is.
They made their point that that's what they want. Everest is going to have Senate hearings on
well, who's this talking?
Treaties that are broke or whatever. They made their point, but if they stay there any longer to force the issue, then the issue it boils down to is they're going to violently overthrow the local government.
Well,
it goes through the legal process.
I think that there's got to be more of the tribal leaders here talking to them. I don't think there's anybody talking to them outside of Mr. Wilson.
I haven't even talked to them.
Yeah, well, this is the point I think that we have to do is if we say we're leading a good way of life here and we want to progress on it, why, I think it's wise for at least one of the governments to go down there and talk to them. I don't feel that we should just draw the line here just because they've been making some statements here.
Dick?
Yeah?
Courtesy to the chairman, I think, Dick, Bob is suggesting maybe in the process here is that what these people are really asking is the chairman talk to me somewhere on the neutral ground. Is that what you're saying, Bob?
Yeah, somebody from this great United Two organization that we got here, somebody from that level should go down there to talk to them. And, it was suggested before that I'd be one selected to do this, and I'm willing to do this. But I'm not taking sides. I'm just trying to prevent somebody from getting killed, I said.
Yeah, but I mean, the thing is, what they're after, aren't they, Webster, I think we discussed it before, that they want to meet with a chairman?
They probably want to meet with more than one, but the point here is if I go down there and can set it up, well, let's do that. If that's what they want to do, let's do it that way. If not, well, then there's only one other approach.
Bob, I think you'd be contributing to the overthrow of the local...
take my word that I'm going down there. Whatever I say here, that's what I stand behind it. Just to keep people from getting killed.
Well, see,
I'm not interested in overthrowing your government.
See, Bob, in their one of their demands is to get rid of Dick Wilson.
I know that, but I've told you I've read this and heard this so many times, it rings all the time. What I'm asking is just to go down there and talk to them to prevent them from going any further on this. I'm not talking about taking sides here. You fellas are already making a decision before you even talk to them. And I think Mr. Babby is kind of, well, that should have been one of these fellows that done this, because that's what the Bureau of Indian Affairs was paid for. That's what they were organized for, is to try to keep peace on the reservation. And I think this should have been said a long time ago.
Bob, let me ask you something. What do you have to offer them?
I would tell them that first I want to see what it is that they got against you. I don't know what it is. But then the next thing is everybody is entitled to the kind of a hearing that we're all talking about.
The thing that they're after, Bob, is they need a legal governing body from which to work through, and this is the one they want. And if they get away with it here, they'll have yours next week.
Yeah,
well, I don't think that anybody's going to go along with taking over the tribal government. I think that maybe if this is what you're afraid of, why, I wouldn't go down there. But what I'm trying to do is go down there to see if somebody can talk to them and prevent any kind of violence.
Well, Dick, do you see any violence that could come about? Do you think you got the situation pretty well in hand?
I think so.
And do you think it's a law and order problem?
I believe it is.
Oh, I think when they go in there, just like they say, they're not going to stop. So I don't want you fellas to back up on what you say now, that this is only an offer of trying to settle stuff peacefully, but if you don't want to do it, well, this is entirely up to you. If I do it on my own, I'm doing it on my own, not by any encouragement from anyone else.
What do the other chairman think? Melvin? What do you think?
I'm trying to... that's what I'm trying to do, think what direction we should take. The people that are You know, that kind of action that Dick is facing down there is what we don't want up here, the overthrow of our local government. We've worked hard and long enough to get where we're going, and we don't want somebody from the outside coming in and try to change that for us. And I don't go along with the idea of them coming in here and taking over and run the things the way they want to.
Tribal chairman here, all of you fellows that are talking, then is that you're saying that AIM is going to take over all the tribal government.
They asked for the abolishment of tribal government, you know.
Oh, they're going to ask for the abolishment.
Yeah, and
they have already.
The termination of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. And that's what Senator Manson is concerned.
Well, don't you think United Sioux is kind of halfway doing this themselves?
No.
When they got this development corporation?
No.
You're taking over a lot of the tribal government's money there, and are running another big organization up here. It's going to kind of swallow up any tribal government you've got.
Now you're getting a different issue altogether.
Yeah, well, this is what it's going to come to if we just continue and just keep a talking.
Go ahead.
Gentlemen, I think that's a big issue, and I think we ought to look at it in a proper perspective.
Well,
AIM. So we're talking about the AIM demand, and
right.
What the hell do they have to negotiate with? That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, well,
how?
If I could go on any of your guys' reservation, I can find at least 100 or 200 against the chairman's
too bad,
or another, or the council for some reason or another.
Right.
Yeah, well, this is what I'm talking about. We can find people on all sides of this. Indian people don't even have some parties. They've got about four or five, you know, maybe sometimes six. But the point here is if there's any chance to talk to these people, I'm not talking about overthrowing the tribal government or encouraging them to take over any government. Now, it seems to me this is what everybody's afraid of. Everybody's afraid to face the issue. Whatever it is, they shouldn't be that terribly smart that they're going to take over your tribal government just because you go down there and see them.
Well, I don't know if they'll consider anything else but their demands. That's what I'm saying.
Well, you're just thinking that. Well, you don't know.
Maybe I should get you guys some more information. Obviously, the press has gotten a slanted view of this thing.
Right.
And I can get you guys mailed out some information on their demands. Maybe you'll feel a little different about this thing.
What are some of them, Dick?
Well, they're demanding that the Oglala Sioux tribal government be suspended immediately and be removed immediately.
Well, I'd like to have a copy of those up in China River.
I'll certainly get them out to you today. Some of the other demands that they're demanding is stuff that we've been working on for a year. We've gotten the hearings finally. We've gotten our audits that we wanted. And these are the things that AIM capitalizes on. They knew we was working on these things, and they knew that we were about to get them. Now they want to take the credit.
Right. This is the way they operate.
That's right.
And I agree.
We're trying to get audits, too. Get that bureau off. But
yeah, right.
That'd be so much.
Is Wyman on the line yet?
Yeah, Wyman's here.
Well, I'd like to add in here some of these, some of the things like T.O. mentioned, you know, getting them going on some of this stuff.
I got it passed by the air council yesterday. Yeah, Wyman's on.
Wyman?
I think,
go ahead.
No, my concern is we've got a lot of big things that we should be pursuing at this time, and I am anxious to get things, you know, resolved, but only the duly constituted government can lead, you know, set the direction on that. And this is what we're all, you know, waiting for, and I think this is not only courtesy, but it's a legal obligation we all have to each other. But in the meantime, the Bureau is sitting idle, and I know I've been, as long as Wyman is on, I've been calling Aberdeen for this and that, but it seems to me everything's kind of at a standstill. And they have, you know, using this as an excuse.
know, there seems to be a lack about the whole Bureau right now that I'd like to build a fire underneath them.
Well, I think I've mentioned this to you just a while ago. The Bureau should have had this set a long time.
Wait a minute, Wyman wants to say something.
I think, I said this to some of you before, there's no question of disputing what Webster has said. No one's going to dispute that. The fact of the matter is that this thing does have the entire Bureau of Indian Affairs tied up. And, you know, there's no way that we can avoid that at this moment. And settlement, resolution of this issue, absolutely is going to have to take place before the Bureau of Indian Affairs. This is
interfering in a different type of government, you know, because of this incident down there. It takes away all your people and banks all the real people over there. So some of the business is mostly out of tenants here. What is it?
I'll make a prediction. Wounded Knee is going to forever determine the direction. Will forever determine the path that Indian administration will take from this time forward.
You're saying then, Wyman, that the chairman should meet with Abe?
No, I'm saying that all of the circumstances involved in this issue here between this tribe and Wounded Knee
that Bob, you should
back off a little bit on this. Let us handle it here. I appreciate your offer.
This is your wish. No, I certainly would. This is your wish that you want to sell it yourself, do it any way you want to. This is up to you. I just offered a little something here that I think can't be accepted by anybody.
But if you don't want it, but it's certainly up to you, because we've had them here. They wasn't very cooperative, but we seem to manage to work something out, so they didn't bother here anymore.
Well, nobody else has bothered
that. I don't want you fellows to be started arguing with me about any point here. My point is clear. You don't want me down there to talk to them, and you just want to go ahead and press the issue on them and force the fellows to shoot them out. Why, that's entirely up to you.
Well, the way I understand it now is that if the chairman, is Wyman listening to Dick?
Yeah, what? Wyman, are you on? Yeah, he's on.
Okay, the way I understand it, the standpoint that Wyman stated that the press has given AIM all the recognition, and they've done it in the local area. Now, in order for us to get back that press, get back the recognition, and also including Bob's suggestion, that the chairman would be more in sympathy with the national public if the chairman said that they would meet with the AIM people or whatever, whoever was included as far as working out some of the problems.
Who's me or Cheyenne River to go out and work out problems on Pine Ridge?
No, I'm not talking about going down on Pine Ridge. I'm saying in the state, the chairman would meet with whoever was concerned about coming in from the outside to discuss the reservation problems.
I think, Clarence, we still have to hang on to the principle of self-government.
Right.
We're learning. We're trying to implement that idea of self-government. And unless we allow people, and we have to deal with all local people that come to us. We have to sit down with them, either officially or informally, however they want it, and resolve things as they come up. And I don't think we can single out anybody. I think we also are on a public relations basis. We'll sit down and talk with outsiders if they want to come in on our terms, not on our terms, but, you know, just like anybody else. And we'll talk to them. We cannot prefer any one group over the other. Certainly we cannot prefer an outside group over our own people here on the reservation. I will not do it.
What I'm saying, Webster, is that the chairman of South Dakota, before hearing with the Indian people of South Dakota. In other words, we would grab a hold of the national press, if we need to grab a hold of the national press, to get the attention and the understanding that we're showing concern nationally. Yeah, like one says, and I don't know if I agree with him, but that the national people that are going to wreck our government.
Barnes?
Yes,
this is Orville.
Yes, Orville.
I think before we make any statement, the chairman should get together somewhere, decide some course of action. It's the conference of the phone item for many years.
Second point there. Yeah, somebody mentioned that, this is White Eagle, that we should discuss this at our meeting in Aberdeen. We're not getting anywhere. It's here talking over the phone here.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't think we can
get information. Wait, no, it's just suggesting and whatever. Okay, then, well, we're pretty much decided on the 22nd, 23rd.
right.
Okay, then.
Is that it?
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
See you, guys.
Yeah.
Aberdeen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, thank you.